JK Tales presents Heidi, Episode 4, Out with Goats. In our earlier episode, Heidi becomes comfortable with her grandpa. They venture into the process, making a cozy new spot for Heidi to sleep on. Heidi awoke the next morning with a smile on her face. She felt so happy in her new home. She remembered all the things that she had seen the day before and was excited to see them again today. She quickly jumped out of bed and ran outside, joyful at the sound of Peter's voice. While Heidi made herself tidy, Grandpa packed a good lunch for her. In minutes, she was out on the mountainside with the goats.
"Come along, Heidi. Your grandpa gave me orders to watch you,"
Peter yelled at Heidi. Heidi listened to what he said and followed the boy until he slowed to rest his goats. Peter checked on his herd and then fell asleep on the warm ground. Heidi sat near him. Suddenly, she heard a loud cry overhead. Lifting her eyes, Heidi saw a bird. It was larger than any bird she had ever seen before. It had a great spreading wings and was wheeling round and round in wide circles.
"Peter, Peter, wake up. See the great bird. Look, look."
Peter got up and they watched the bird together until it disappeared behind the mountain tops.
"Where has it gone?"
"Home to its nest."
"Let's go see,"
Heidi answered with glee.
"No, even the goats can't climb that height. Stay here while I get our lunch,"
Peter said firmly. Heidi frowned, but only for a second. The goats were playing around her, and she wanted to join them.
"Tell me their names,"
she sang to Peter as he placed her cheese and bread before her.
"That one with big horns is Turk. He always wants to run with other goats. Most of them run when they see him coming. The only one who stays is Greenfinch. She is the little goat there. She's very brave and quick, that Turk often doesn't see her coming."
All of a sudden, Peter leapt to his feet and ran after one of the goats. Heidi followed him as fast as she could. They dashed through the middle of the herd and towards the side of the mountain. By the time Peter reached the mountainside, Greenfinch was leaping in the direction of the cliff. Peter threw himself down and grabbed one of her hind legs. The goat was surprised and began to bleat angrily. She tried to get free and wriggled so much that Peter had to call Heidi for help. Heidi ran right up. She saw the danger of both Peter and Greenfinch and quickly gathered a bunch of sweet-smelling leaves. She held them under Greenfinch's nose, saying,
"Come on, Greenfinch. You must not be naughty. Look, you might fall down there and break your leg."
The young animal quickly turned and began to eat the leaves out of Heidi's hand. Meanwhile, Peter stood up and took hold of Greenfinch by the band around her neck. Heidi took hold of her other side in the same way. Together they led the wanderer back to where the rest of the flock was feeding peacefully. Now that they were back to safety, Peter wasted no time in scolding the animal. He lifted his stick as he yelled, ready to give her a good swat as punishment.
"No, no, Peter. You must not hit her. See how frightened she is."
"She needs it,"
Peter growled and lifted it again. Heidi quickly put herself between the boy and the goat.
"You have no right to touch her. It will hurt her, leave her alone."
Peter thought about how kind she was. Heidi had given him most of her lunch today just because she thought he looked hungry. No one had ever done such a nice thing for him. And now she wanted to spare this naughty animal. Peter put down the stick.
"I will let her go if you will give me some more of your cheese tomorrow."
"You shall have it, tomorrow and every day. I don't want it. And I will give you bread too, a large piece like you had today. But then you must promise never to hit Greenfinch or any of the other goats."
"All right. It's a deal."
And it seemed the boy did mean to keep this word. We'll continue. Episodes are released every Tuesday and Friday. Stay tuned to JK Tales. JK Tales now has its official Instagram page. Follow us at jktales.enjoy. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com.